弟兄姊妹，我们来打开圣经。
Brothers and sisters, your Bible open, please.
我们来念旧约以赛亚书五十七章。
We will read Isaiah 57 in Old Testament.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
以赛亚书第五十七章。是五节，是五节。
Isaiah 57 verse 15.
我来念，弟兄姊妹，请听。
Allow me to read and please hear.
因为那至高至上、永远长存、名为圣者的如此说：我住在至高至圣的所在，也与心灵痛悔、谦卑的人同居。要使谦卑的灵苏醒，也是痛悔人的心苏醒。好，我们再来看新约路加福音第九章。
New Testament Luke verse nine, chapter
9. 二十三节。
Verse 23.
我想这段话在新约里面，四本福音书最少六次提到。
This same verse has been mentioned at least six times in New Testament.
我想马太福音有两次。
It's mentioned twice in Matthew.
路加有两次。
Twice in Luke.
马可有一次。
Once in Mark.
约翰有一次。
And once in John.
但是路加这一段呢，有一个特别不同的地方。
But here in the passage of Luke, there is something very special.
他二十三节说，耶稣对众人说。
It says in verse 23, Jesus said to them all.
其他五次都不是这样讲，就是好像是他是对着十二个门徒来讲这句话的。
And the same passage in the other five times seems to be addressed to Jesus' disciples.
但是这里是说给我们看得很清楚，不但是对着十二个门徒讲的，也是对着所有要跟随他的人讲的话。
But here in Luke we see very clearly that this passage is addressed not only to the disciples but also to the multitude.
也特别是对着我们今天已经蒙恩得救的基督徒来讲。
Especially to us Christians who are saved by His grace already.
好，我们来念这一段二十三节。
So we will read Luke chapter 9 verse 23.
耶稣又对众人说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天的背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，这个生命你看这个小字，那就是灵魂，其实更翻的正确是魂，这里就是要救自己魂生命的，必伤掉生命。
Verse 23, then he said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. In Chinese Bible, there is a small print. Right after this life, it means spirit and soul, but more accurately, it's just soul.
因为凡要救自己生命的必要伤掉生命，凡救自己魂生命的必要伤掉生命，凡为我伤掉魂生命的必救魂的生命。人若占得全世界赔了自己，赔偿自己有什么益处呢？
Verse 25 also.
好，我们来看哥林多前书第十二章。
First Corinthians, chapter
2. 请你念好了。哥林多前书第二章，我们看第十四节。
Verse 14.
到第十六节。十四到十六。
We will read First Corinthians, chapter 2, verses 14 to 16. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them.Because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
谁曾知道主的心去教导他呢？但我们是有基督的心了。 这个心是方位那个 mind 就方位他的心思他的意念
For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him but we have the mind of Christ the
我想更正确的翻译是基督的魂那个魂这个心思意念都是从我们魂里面出来的
The more accurate rendering should be the soul of Jesus Christ because from it comes all the mind and thoughts
主耶稣基督也有人的魂
The Lord Jesus also has the soul of man
所以他有人的心思意念他的有情感他也有他的意志
Therefore he also has the mind the soul, the will, the emotion as man does
所以这个心是指着那个魂来讲的
Therefore this mind speaks of the soul of our Lord Jesus Christ
好我们现在来看最后看一处我们看哥林多后书
Now 2 Corinthians would be our last
我们看第十章
passage, Chapter 10
第十章哥林多后书
2 Corinthians chapter 10
第三节
Verse 3
因为我们虽然在血气中行事却不凭着血气征战我们征战的本兵器
Verse 4
本不是说血气的乃是在神的面前有能力可以攻破坚固的营垒将各样的计谋各样拦阻人认识的那些至高之事一概的攻破了又将人所有的心意将人所有的心意夺回使他都顺服基督
That's from verse 3 to 6 we just read.
我想这段话可以说是对着哥林多的圣徒讲的。
I believe this passage is directed toward all the Corinthian saints.
我们也常常可以用这段话来对着那些还没有信主的人来讲的。
And also we could also apply the same passage to those non-believers yet.
这里讲到是血气的。
And here we see the carnal of the flesh.
我们刚刚念的哥林多前书第二章那讲到属血气的。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, we just read those who are carnal of the flesh.
这个属血气可以指着一个还没有信主的人。
So this could be applied to those who haven't believed in the Lord yet.
因为他没有灵，没有神的灵，没有圣灵在他的里面。
Because they do not have God's Spirit, they do not have the Holy Spirit within yet.
他们只有魂。
They only have souls.
所以也可以说他们是属魂的。
Therefore, we could say they are soulish.
每一个属神的儿女已经蒙恩得救重生的，我们应当都是属灵的。
Every child of God who has been saved by grace and who belongs to Him, is of the Spirit.
凡是有基督灵的，就是属基督的。
That he who has the Spirit of Christ belongs to Christ.
所以每一个神的儿女，照理来讲，我们都是属灵的。
So supposedly, every child of God should be spiritual.
但是多少时候我们的生活言行。看起来并不属灵。
But so many times our words, our deeds are not so spiritual.
很多时候我们还是属血气的，我们还是属魂的。
So many times we are soulish, we are carnal.
我们的魂在哪里管理我们，不是灵在哪里管理我们。
Where the soul controls all of us, and not the spirit.
所以这里一段话可以指着不信，也可以指着已经信主的人来讲。
So therefore, that this passage could be applied to believers and the non-believers. Non-believers.
所以保罗说我要把他们的心意都回让他们的心思意念都转向我们的神让他们由基督的心能够为心
Therefore Paul says that I will capture their mind so that they could be submissive to Christ and to obey him
把他们自己的那个 will 把自己那个 desire 把他们自己那个 reasoning 把他们自己以为对的那一些坚持的东西都能够打破
So that he could pull down all their self-reasoning things that think they are right to destroy anything of this kind that they would have the mind of Jesus Christ.
让他们的心思意念都转回能够归向基督顺服基督跟随基督
So turn their mind and thoughts into subjection to Jesus Christ and to follow him.
好我们低头一点祷告
Your head bowed please let's pray.
就我们把余下的时间恭敬地交托给主
Lord, with reverence, we just commit the following time into your hand.
愿我们的主与你的仆人的灵同在。
May our Lord be with the spirit of your servant.
让你在这里掌管。
So that you could reign over here.
让他在那里管理他。
So that, Lord, you could rule over him.
让他不说自己的话。
Let him not speak his own word.
每一句话都是出于你的。
But every word is from you.
因为我们知道唯有出于你的话带着能力带着权柄。
Because we know every word who is from you has the power, has the authority.
带着亮光。
And with light.
所以我们一起等候，一起仰望你。
Therefore, Lord, together we wait for you and we look unto you.
我们再次恳求主，像诗歌所讲的，释放我们的灵。
Once again, we beseech you, as the hymn says, set our spirit free.
也求你释放你仆人的灵。
And also release the spirit of your servant.
主，我们不受任何的限制。
So that we were bound by anything.
不受任何的捆绑。
We will not be restricted by anything.
让我们能够自由。
And we will be free.
愿你的话，你生命的道，生命的种子，能够种在我们的心田里。
May your word of your life, may your seed be implanted in our heart.
给我们有个谦卑的灵。
Oh, give us this humble spirit.
也给我们一个悔改的灵。
Give us this repentant spirit.
主，让我们能够领受你的话。
So that, Lord, we can receive your word.
让我们的心意都转回向着基督。
So that all our hearts will be captured and be brought into subject obedience to Jesus Christ.
愿我们的主在我们中间与我们同在。
May our Lord be with us in our midst.
我们所求的、所渴慕的、所想慕的，就是主的同在。
What we ask, what we long for, what we desire is the Lord's presence.
什么时候我们的心转向你？什么时候我们赞美你、敬拜你？主，你就在我们的中间。
Whenever our hearts are turned to you, we praise you, we worship you, then Lord, you are in our midst.
什么时候我们把你高举，主，你就在我们的中间。
Whenever we highly exalt you, Lord, you are among us.
求你怜悯你自己的教会，怜悯这个时代的教会。
May you have mercy among your churches and be merciful to this whole age.
求你怜悯西安。
May you have mercy on Zion.
现在是可怜她的时候。
This is the time you have pity on her.
现在是建造她的时候。
This is the time you build her up.
主，我们都向你呼喊说：“耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷。”
Oh Lord, we simply cry out to you, Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
我们都是守望的。
We're all watchmen.
主，我们每时每刻都需要为着耶路撒冷祷告。
Oh, at every moment we need to pray for Jerusalem.
愿你的教会能够被建造起来。
May your church be established.
愿你的儿女都有一颗基督的心。
May all your children have the mind of Jesus Christ.
我们都能够谦卑，都能够顺服，都能够温柔柔和。
All be humble and meek and be obedient.
主，我们愿意舍己，背着十字架，我们来跟随我们的主。
Oh Lord, we are willing to deny ourselves, take up our cross and follow the Lord.
主，让你在我们中间掌权，主王。
So that you could reign, you could be king among us.
你不但在我们灵里面，也在我们的魂里面，你来做宝座。
Not only are you throned in our spirit, but also in our soul.
主啊，我们一起仰望你。
Lord, together we lift up our hearts.
把你仆人、使女都交在你的手中。
We commit your servant, your maid servant.
用作这些无用的器皿。
Oh, use your useless vessels.
主啊，求你怜悯我们。
Lord, have mercy on us.
我们去等候这奉耶稣基督的名。
Together we wait for you and look unto you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
啊，我想今天我同弟兄姊妹交通的题目就是以基督的心为心。
Today the theme I would like to fellowship with you is let this mind in you that is the mind of Jesus Christ.
啊，我们知道腓立比书是保罗在罗马监狱里面。所写的。
We know that Philippians is written in when Paul was imprisoned.
我想保罗和腓立比教会的圣徒们有特别深厚的那一个关系。
And Paul had this as a most deep and intimate relationship with the Philippian saints.
因为我们知道保罗是在欧洲第一个建造的教会就是腓立比。
We know Philippi is the very first church that Paul established in Europe.
所以腓立比的弟兄姊妹也是保罗第一次布道传福音撒的种子在欧洲有收成。
So Philippian brothers and sisters are the seed that when Paul went on the first journey, when he scattered the seed in that area.
所以这帮弟兄姊妹是欧洲的第一片初熟的果子。
So these brothers and sisters are the firstborn in that area.
所以保罗对着他们有深厚的那个情感。
Therefore, Paul had such an intimate, close relationship with them.
所以保罗虽然在监狱里面，他所想念的、所挂念的、所纪念的，就是这帮 弟兄姊妹。
Even Paul was in prison, what he longed for, what he desired, what he yearned for were all these brothers and sisters.
保罗知道他们处在一些难处问题的中间。
And Paul knew they were in the midst of problems and difficulties.
不但有外面的压力。
Not only from the pressure outwardly,
并且教会内部有很多的问题，有很多的难处。
But even within the church, there were so many problems and difficulties.
外面的难处就是逼迫。
Now our problems were the persecution.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
我们看腓立比书第一章，我们就看到这帮弟兄姊妹在外面的压力的底下、压迫的底下，他们没有动摇，他们很刚强。
But as we read chapter 1, even under this hour of persecution and pressure, we know that they did not stumble. They were still very strong.
保罗说你们中间一大半的弟兄姊妹。
And Paul said most of you brought your brothers and sisters.
他们格外的坚信。
And had become more confident.
他们格外的坚定不移的传神的道。
Without any wavering, they just preached the word of God.
无所惧怕。
Without any fear.
并且他们同有一个心志。
And they also had the same mind.
他们站立得稳。
They stood firm.
为所送的福音齐心努力。
They were together strive for the furtherance of the gospel.
凡事不怕仇敌的惊吓。
In all things, they were not terrified by the enemy.
所以保罗说，这样证明你们的、他们的沉沦、你们的得救都是出于神。
So this proves that their perishing and your being saved are all from God.
所以这方面，外面的压力叫保罗很高兴，因为看见他们能够站立得住。
So even with this outward pressure, Paul was very pleased because they saw these brothers and sisters stand firm.
但是他们不但有外面的压力，还有教会内部的那一些问题。
But the Philippian church also had the inward problems in addition to these outward pressure.
我们看见第二章，保罗讲那一些犬类。
And here in chapter 2, we read those dogs.
那一些作恶的。
Those evil workers.
那些传割礼的。
Those who preach on the circumcision.
他们虽然是自称是属基督的。
Although they claim to belong to Christ.
他们是犹太教的那一些教师。
But actually they were teachers of the Judaism.
但是他们说他们是属基督的。
However, they claim that they belong to Christ.
但是他们所讲的、所传的与基督的福音那个真理是相对的。
But what they said, what they preached, was so contrary to the truth of the gospel.
他们不靠着基督夸口，他们靠着肉体在那里夸口。
They boasted of everything by flesh, not by Christ.
他们就是靠着行为在那里称义的哟。
So according to their works, they were justifying themselves.
所以同保罗的那个因信称义、因着恩典称义是相对立。
And this is contrary to Paul's teaching, the justification by faith.
所以保罗说他们是十字架的仇敌。
Therefore, Paul said they are the enemy of the cross.
他们的身是自己的肚腹。
And their God is their own belly.
他们以地上的羞耻当作荣耀。
They take the reproaches of the earth as their honor.
所以保罗说我流着眼泪告诉你们。
Therefore, Paul said, I cried to tell you.
这是教会内部的问题。
This is the inward struggling.
但是在这一方面保罗还不是那么担心。
But regard to this, Paul wasn't that worried yet.
因为保罗知道这帮圣徒们在真理的根基上很牢固。
Because Paul knew that this brother and sister were very solidly grounded on the truth.
所以他们知道这帮弟兄姊妹不容易受这一些异教的那个摇动改变。
So he knew that these brother and sister would not be moved by this apostasy.
但是保罗现在最担心的、最担忧的。是什么呢？
But what worried Paul most? What
就是教会内部的那些纷争、那些嫉妒、那些结党。
Was the jealousy, the strife, the ambitious, selfish ambitions?
我们看见保罗看见这个教会里面不同心、不合意、不和睦。
With all this selfish ambition, Paul saw all the discord.
他们有嫉妒纷争，他们有结党。
They had this jealousy, they had this division, and they had this selfish ambition.
教会中间有很多的怨言，很多的争论。
There are many grumblings, there are many disputes.
他们看见有些人贪图虚浮的荣耀。
And he saw many people were going after the empty conceit.
有些弟兄姊妹他们很骄傲，自高自大，自满。
Some brothers and sisters were just proudful. They were self aggrandizing and they were very conceited.
看自己比别人强,
they regarded themselves better than others. And others would be concentrating on their personal interests and not others. They disregarded the things of Jesus Christ. So they did not have the same mind, the same soul as Paul did.
我们特别看见两个姊妹, 到第四章, 他最后讲到两位姊妹,
especially when we come to the chapter 4, we see the two sisters there.
这两位姊妹都是同保罗同工的, 都是在福音上很得力的帮手。
They were Paul's fellow workers, and they were very extremely useful for Paul.
但是这两位姊妹中间不能和睦, 不能同心。
But they could not work together in the unity of
mind.
They had their own opinions. They had a contradiction.
哎呀,所以这一些事叫保罗非常的担心,担忧。
All these things grieved Paul, worried him very much.
也叫他非常的难过。
And he felt very sorry for them.
为什么?因为他们就是保罗的喜乐,保罗的冠冕。
Because they were supposed to be Paul's joy and his glory.
那是他们教会那个同心合意,那个和睦同居,保罗里面就喜乐。
If all the brethren could dwell in unity and had the same mind, then Paul would be very pleased with his heart. However, if they did not have the same mind, then Paul would lose his joy. So Paul's joy was not based upon the smooth environment and the fine conditions around that church.
外面的环境不管怎样是逆境也好，不管有怎样的逼迫也好， now, 保罗的喜乐不会改变。
Outwardly, whether there were persecutions or tribulations, that would not change Paul's joy.
但是当看见教会中间弟兄姊妹的不和睦， 破坏了、损害了教会合一的见证，这叫保罗最难过、最忧伤的。
But when he saw there was this disunity in the churches, this is the thing that grieved him most. That's the thing that broke his heart. And also he knew that this would greatly impact the joy of brothers and sisters.
第四章保罗说你们要靠主主喜乐，我再说你们要喜乐。
Therefore, in chapter 4, Paul kept saying, rejoice, rejoice in the Lord, because he knew their joy had lost already.
不但保罗的喜乐失掉了，他也知道因着教会这样的有纷争、有嫉妒，这些事叫他们的喜乐也一定失去。
Not only was Paul's joy lost, but also because of the jealousy, strife, so Paul knew their joy had lost also.
所以保罗在第二章，你看见保罗再次的劝勉他们。
So therefore, in chapter 2, once again, Paul exhorted them.
不但是劝勉,这是一个命令。
Not only did he exhort them, this actually was a command.
要他们那个爱心相同,意念相同,一样的心思,一样的意念。
That they should be of the same mind, maintaining the same love, and united in spirit and intent on one purpose.
这样我的喜乐可以满足了。
So that my joy will be complete.
凡事不可嫉妒。
There should be no selfish
ambition.
And also, do not seek after empty conceit.
个人要看别人比自己强,
you should regard everybody else better than you.
不要专注自己的事业,顾别人的事,
do not regard only your own personal interests, but let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So, brothers and sisters, what is the mind of Jesus Christ? Paul wanted them to have the mind of Jesus Christ.
基督的心就是他后面所讲的一段。
And the mind of Jesus Christ is being spelled out in the following passage.
我们的主耶稣虽然与神是同等的，但是他不以自己与神同德为强夺。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, although he was in the form of God, did not consider robbery to be equal with God.
他在创世以前就是与神同等的。
Before the creation of the world, he was equal with God.
他同神一样的至高，一样的至大，一样的至深。
He was just like God, most high, most lofty, and most glorious.
一样的地位, 一样的珍贵, 一样的荣耀。
He had the same position, had the same nobility, and the same glory as God.
没有一点高低之分, 没有一点大小之分。
There is no distinction in the greatness or smallness.
但是我们看见我们的主耶稣这样愿意谦卑自己。
But we see our Lord Jesus Christ was willing to humble himself.
他不与自己为同等为强夺。
He does not consider being equal with God as something to be grasped.
这叫 和软和 meek。
Oh, this is called meekness.
他是非常的软和，愿意把自己的权力、自己的地位、自己的荣耀、自己的尊贵都放下来。
Our Lord Jesus is so lowly, meek. He's willing to let go all of his position, his glory, his power, everything.
他也本来是至高的，现在愿意降到降到。最卑微的一个地步。
He was most high, but now he was willing to humble himself to the lowest.
他不但成为人的样子，他要成为奴仆的形象。
Not only did he come as a like in the likeness man, but he also took on the form of bond slave.
从神变成人已经非常的降卑了，他还要降卑变成人中间的最卑微的，就是奴仆。
He humbled himself already from God to man, but now he humbled himself even more to become the lowest man among men.
奴仆就是没有一点地位的，没有一点自由的，没有一点主权的，没有一点权力的。
Being a bond servant means that you had no position, you had no power, no authority, nothing at all.
他全部的放下。
So he let go everything.
他顺服父神的旨意。
And he obeyed the Father's will.
来完成神父神旨意在他身上的托付。
To accomplish the will that God had for him.
顺服以至于死，死在十字架上。
He became obedient even to the point of death on the cross.
这里我们看见这就是耶稣基督的心。
And here we see this is the mind of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的心是一个谦卑的心。
So this mind is the mind of meekness.
是个温柔柔和的心。
This is the mind of gentleness.
是一个顺服的心。
Humility, the mind of obedience.
是一个顺服以至于到死地步的那一个心。
This is the mind of obedience.
是把自己完全的倒空，完全否认自己。
He totally emptied himself, totally denied himself.
完全把自己放下。
Completely forgo himself.
他爱我们，为我们舍己，把自己当作馨香的供物和祭物献给了神。
He has loved us and he has given himself to us as an offering and sacrifice, as a sweet smelling aroma to God.
燔祭是烧到成灰的，灰就是没有了。不但是舍己，不但是倒空自己，乃是没有自己。
Burnt offerings are to be burned to ashes. So not only did he empty himself, he denied himself, but he became nothing.
弟兄姊妹，这是保罗愿意腓立比教会弟兄姊妹都有这样一颗心。
So brothers and sisters, this is Paul's desire that all the brothers and sisters in the Philippine church should have this mind.
若是他们都有这颗心的话，
if they all have this mind,
他们不会嫉妒。
Then there will be no selfish ambition.
他们不会图谋虚浮的荣耀。
And they will not seek after empty conceit.
他们不会自高自满自信。
No, would be very proud, be self-confident, self-aggrandizing.
他们再也不会只顾自己的事。
Nor would they be concerned about their own interests only.
所有这些问题应声而解，都能够解决掉。
All these problems will be dissolved so readily.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们都知道。
Brother and sister, we all
know 神的救恩要救我们到什么样一个地步？
What is the extent that God's salvation wants to save us to?
神的救恩要救我们到一个地步，我们这个得着荣耀。
The salvation wants to save us to such an extent that we should be glorified.
我们都知道。
We all know this.
罗马书第八章讲得很清楚，他预先定下的，他预先定下的，就召他们来。
In Romans chapter 8, it says so clearly that whom he predestined, these he called.
招来的人就称他们为义。
Whom he called, these he justified.
称他们为义的就是他们得荣耀。
Whom he justified, these he glorified.
最后叫他们得荣耀。
In the end, they would be glorified.
哥林多前书第二章，保罗说，那从前隐藏神奥秘的智慧是什么呢？这个智慧就是神在创世以前，万事以前就预定我们得着荣耀。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul speaks of the mystery. What is the mystery which is being kept before the ages? That is for us to receive this glory.
弟兄姊妹，我已经讲过什么叫荣耀。
So brother and sister, I have spoken of what the glory is.
荣耀就是我们有基督的那个形象。
Glory is simply that we possess the image of Christ.
我们有神的那个性情。
We have his attributes.
弟兄姊妹，这叫荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, this is called glory.
是整个腓立比书，我们看见两句话。
Therefore, in the whole Philippians, we just read two verses.
一个是活着就是基督,
that is, to live is Christ.
活生活是基督在我身上照常的显大,
by death or by life, Jesus Christ will be magnified in me.
我想这是整个腓立比书最重要的两节经文。
And I believe this is the most important two verses in the whole Epistle.
弟兄姊妹, 这叫荣耀,
Brother and sister, this is called glory. 基督在我身上照常的显大,
这个显大不但是用你的话来把主耶稣讲得那么样的高那样的大, 不是。
Jesus Christ would be magnified in me. This is not simply saying that you could speak the Lord's word so well.
乃是基督在你身上彰显了出来, 他的那个美德, 他的那个荣耀, 那个从你身上, 那个彰显出来。
But instead, that is Jesus Christ could be made manifest in you as to his excellency, as to his glory.
保罗所说的, 活着就是基督,
Therefore, Paul says to live is Christ.
叫人看见基督在你的身上,
so that people could see Christ in you.
弟兄姊妹，这叫荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, this is called glory.
弟兄姊妹，我在问, 基督的荣耀, 基督那个性情, 基督那个美德, 最忠心的, 最重要的是哪一点？
Brothers and sisters, let me ask you again, what is the core point of Jesus Christ's attributes, his excellency, his glory? What is it?
他的virtues最中心的是什么?
What is the very core of his virtues?
当然我们知道他的美德是包含太丰富了,太多了,太大了。
Of course, we know that his virtues include so much and so broadly.
哎呀,他的圣洁,他的公义,他的智慧,他的能力,他的怜悯,他的恩典, 哎呀,我们讲不完。
And his holiness, his righteousness, his mercy, his grace, oh, we simply could not exhaust it.
哎呀, 他是至高的, 他是至大的, 他是至圣的。
He's the most high, he's the most great, he's the most holy.
但是中心的是什么?
But what is the focus point?
弟兄姊妹是什么?
Brothers and sisters, what
什么是中心的?
Is it? What is the main focal point of all his virtues?
他的谦卑,
his humility.
他的温柔,
his meekness.
所以主耶稣在马太福音第十一章说, 我心里什么? 我心里热和谦卑, 你们要服我的轭, 学我的样式, 你们的心, 你们的魂, 就得到安息, 我的轭是容易的, 我的担子是轻省的, 这指着什么? 指着他的温柔, 指着他的谦卑。
Therefore in Matthew 11 we read that I am gentle, I am lowly, learn from me, take my yoke on you, and I will give rest to your mind, to your soul. What is this all talking about? This speaks of our Lord's humility.
弟兄姊妹,我们常常听见要属灵,要属灵,要属灵。
Brothers and sisters, we often are being told to be spiritual, be spiritual.
什么叫属灵?
Then what is spiritual?
什么叫属灵?
What is spiritual?
属灵是不是你圣经很熟,很会讲解? 这叫属灵呢?
Is that you're so well versed in the Bible verses and you can expound them so well?
属灵是不是说, 你很会的祷告呢?
Does it mean that you could pray so well?
属灵是不是你服侍主很殷勤,很热心呢?
Does it mean that you serve the Lord so diligently, so zealously?
不错,这些都是属于属灵的范围之内的。
Yes, all these are confined.
但是你不能说这就是属灵。
But however, you cannot say this is spiritual.
也很可能你不属灵, 不过是在这一方面。
Maybe you are not spiritual at all, but you are simply very good at it.
弟兄姊妹,真正的属灵。
But brother and sister, the true spiritual.
真正的有基督的形象。
Is the one who really has the image of Christ.
是什么?
And what is it?
就是那个谦卑,那个温柔。
And the main point is you have Jesus Christ's meekness and humility.
你若是没有那样的谦卑,没有像基督那样的温柔, 你不管圣经有多熟,多会讲, 不管你祷告有多好, 不管你的服侍有多热心,有殷勤, 不属灵。
But if you do not have the meekness, the gentleness of Jesus Christ, no matter how well you could pray, how well you could study your Bible, even expound it, or how diligently you serve the Lord, you're not spiritual.
弟兄姊妹,我们记得主耶稣在马太福音13章讲的比喻。
Brothers and sisters, we recall that our Lord spoke in Matthew chapter 13 of this parable.
讲到天国的比喻。
He spoke of the parable of the kingdom of God.
讲到天国的奥秘。
He spoke of the mystery of the kingdom. And he used this parable of the sower.
他说有一个人在田里撒好的种子。
And he said, a landowner sowed a good seed in the field.
难道他去睡觉了。
And then he went to sleep.
到了晚上呢, 他的敌人, 他的仇敌就撒旦,
At night, his enemy, that's Satan, came to sow the bad seed, which is a tear. And as we see, although the seed grew gradually, they sprouted, they bore grain.
然后呢, 这个败子也长出来了,
but at the same time, the tares also grew.
然后这个园里面的这个仆人, 他一看见这个败子, 他就很稀奇, 他就问这个主人说, 你撒的不是好种呢? 那怎么会, 田里会的有败子出来的呢?
So the servants, upon seeing this, were very amazed and asked the owner, saying that, didn't you see good seed? How come we saw all these tares?
他说,
So they asked the owner, do you want us to gather up all these tares?
这个主人说不要就好。
And the landowner said, no, no.
他说你好的时候可能不小心把这个败子都薅出来了。
That's when you gather up all the tares, you also bring out the good
他说你让他们长。
Let them grow together.
让他们一起长。
Let them grow and grow together.
长到最后。
To the very end.
你就看见败子和麦子很清楚地分出来了。
You will see the seed, the good seed and the tares, the wheat are so distinctly
separated.
Why is it until the very last end that we could set them apart?
很简单,
very simply.
很清楚,
and very clear.
凡是真的麦子, 这是穗啊, 多因着里面有了籽粒了, 它就, 弯下来。
All the true wheat, because of the full grain within, would bend down. We see if the wheat with the full grain, with all the seeds inside, and the more it's like this, the more it bends down. And the more it lowers it.
It stands.
And to the point you see some wheat with so many grains within, they simply fall down completely on the ground. And then at this time, very clearly, you could see all the tares.
为什么你说败子都是还是那样挺立的?
Why do so many tares still stand very tall in the field?
None of
them would bend its stand.
然后主耶稣说, 这个时候你就可以把败子把它薅出来, 把它丢在火里, 然后麦子呢, 把它割下来, 丢在仓库里面, 封得清清楚楚的。
And the Lord Jesus says, then at this time you could just gather all the tares and throw them into the furnace and gather all the good wheat and put them into the barn. It's being made clear so distinctively.
弟兄姊妹,
Brother and sister, this is such a big distinction. This is the one very basic fundamental distinction between those who have been saved by grace and others who haven't believed in the Lord yet. Because we know the reason that a person can be saved.
弟兄姊妹,什么是得救?什么是救恩?
Brothers and sisters, what is being saved? What is salvation?
我们都知道,救恩就是change your mind.
We know salvation is simply changing your mind, 改变心智.
改变你的心思和意念,
change your mind, said.
并且这个心思意念的改变, 是一个, new thinking process, 一个新的那个心思意念的不断的改变。
And this change of your mind is a continuing progressive process. It's being reformed, transformed continuously.
弟兄姊妹,这是救恩的第一步。
Brother and sister, this is the very first step of
salvation. 一个人怎么能够重生得救的?
How can a person be saved by grace?
若是他没有谦卑过,
if he has never been humble,
他没有低下头来,
has never bowed down his head,
他的心思意念没有改变,
his mind and his thought have never changed.
弟兄姊妹,一个不信的人, 他的心思意念同一个信的人, 应该来说是完全不一样的。
Brother and sister, the mind of a believer and a non-believer should be totally different.
主要是那一个 thinking的改变, 那个 thought, 那个思想的改变。
Basically, it's the change of the thinking of the thought of that person.
过去你对神是怎样的看法的, 现在你对着神是怎样的看法的。
You used to look at God in such a way, now you are looking at Him
in another way.
You used to have this certain thought of the Lord Jesus Christ, now you have been saved and you have a different thought.
你过去对着罪是这样的看法的，这样想法的，你现在得救了，对着罪是这样的想法，这样看法的。
In the past, you had this thought about your sins, but now you have been saved, you have a different opinion.
你过去对自己是这样看法，这样想法的，你现在对着自己是这样看法的，这样想法的。
In the past, you used to regard yourself in such a way, but now, after you have been saved, you look at yourself in this way.
你看见吗？这就是救恩的第一步。
So you see that this is the very first step.
你谦卑下来，这叫悔改。悔改的第一步就是谦卑下来。
Humble yourself, and this is called repentance.
不是你从来没有谦卑自己，你怎么知道你悔改了？
If you have never humbled yourself, how do you know you have repented?
哎呀，你记得有两个人到圣殿里祷告，主耶稣有个比喻说，我要用个比喻告诉你们一个。 自以为义的人，看别人藐视别人的这一个人，他就说一个是税吏，一个是法利赛人。
Do you remember the parable our Lord Jesus spoke of the two people who went to the temple to pray? One was the tax collector and the other was the Pharisee.
他们一起来到殿的前面。
They came together before the temple.
我们看见法利赛人，他们举目望天，祷告，自说自话的，我是怎么好，怎么好，怎么这个人是怎样怎样不好，不是人家多不好，他是最好的。
And we saw this Pharisee looking up to heaven, talking to himself, saying, "How righteous I am! How bad the other is!"
你就看见他的心思意念，对着自己，对着罪，对着神是怎样看法的。
You could tell his mind, his thoughts of himself toward God, toward others.
我们看见这个税吏来到殿的跟前。But
as we see, this is a tax collector when he came before God.
他不敢举目望天。He
would not dare to look up to heaven. He simply lowered his head.
他捶着自己的胸。He
even beat his chest.
对着神说：“可怜我吧，我是一个罪人。”He
said to God, "Have mercy on me. I am a sinner."
主耶稣这么讲的。And
how does our Lord Jesus say?
他说：“你们看这两个人。”Now
look at these two people.
他们到了家里，这一个人税吏要比那个人更称为义。
When they go back to their homes, this one will be more justified than the other.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主住在至高至上的所在。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord lives in the most high, most holy place.
但是他与灵性痛悔的谦卑的人同住。
But also he dwells with those who are contrite and humble in spirit.
他要是谦卑人的灵苏醒，要是痛悔人的心苏醒过来。He
will revive the spirit of the humble and also revive the heart of the contrite one.
当他一谦卑的时候，他里面就苏醒过来了。Whenever
he humbles himself, his inner being is revived.
弟兄姊妹，他就蒙恩得救了。Brothers
and sisters, he will be saved by grace.
他就重生了。He
is born again.
他的灵就重生了，就有新的灵了。Now
his spirit is born again.
弟兄姊妹，你看嘛，这是救恩。Brothers
and sisters, do you see this? This is
salvation. 所以为什么弟兄姊妹，你知道救恩这个信息啊？ 这个信息是一个最彻底、最严厉的一篇信息，就是救恩的信息，福音的信息。
Brothers and sisters, do you know that the very message of salvation is the most far, most fierce message?
所以为什么当使徒约翰在那里施浸的时候，法利赛人这些人税吏都法利赛人就文士都来受浸了。但是我们知道使徒约翰讲一句非常严重的话，什么说？你们不要以为你们是亚伯兰的后裔，神能够从石头中间兴起他的子孙来。
When John the Baptist was baptizing, all the Pharisees, all the scribes came to him, and John said such a harsh word, saying that, "Don't you think that you're the sons of Abraham? You know God would be able to raise up children from the stone."
你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称。Bear
fruit worthy of repentance.
你们知道吗？现在火头已经放在这个树根上了。Do
you know that the axe is now being placed at the
tree? 凡是不结果子的那个树根就要砍下来，丢在火里烧掉。
Every tree that does not bear good fruits will be thrown into the furnace and be burned.
弟兄姊妹，这个根是什么？
Brothers and sisters, what is the root?
福音是针对我们什么的？
What is the message of the gospel directing to?
我们那个堕落的那个魂，那个心思，那个意念，那个情感，那个意志，要把这棵树的根把它砍掉。
The gospel of the very message of the gospel is directed toward the mind, toward the soul, the will, the emotion, to cut it out.
不然你不可能得救。
Otherwise, you will never be saved.
你不悔改，不可能得救。
If you do not repent, you cannot be saved.
你不低头，不谦卑下来，你不可能得救。
If you do not lower your head, do not humble yourself, you cannot.
所以我们传福音的常常讲一句话，你要 understanding God 吗？你必须要 stand under God。这句话很有意思。
That's why when we preach the gospel, we often say, 如果你要认识神，你必须先在神面前低头。
你先要认识神嘛，你一定要先谦卑下来，跪在他的跟前，把你的头低下来。
Do you want to know God? You have to come under Him, kneel down and lower your head.
所以你现在应该明白，所有不信灵的问题都是在他的魂里的里面最要紧的。
Now you understand the very problems of all the non-believers is in the problem of his soul.
以弗所第二章讲什么？
What does Ephesians chapter 2 say?
他说你们从前也是这样，在这些不信灵中间，你们也是这个样的。
You were once conducted yourselves among all the non-believers. You were just like
that. 你们放纵自己的肉体的情欲。
Indulging yourself in the lust.
你们照着肉体和心中所喜爱的去行，是一个苦怒之子，与别人一样。
Fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, you were just like the others, the children of wrath.
你们的那个 desire 也好，你们的 thinking, 你们杀的也好。
Whether it's your desire, your thinking,
你们所做的都是照着自己的心思意念在哪里做的。
Whatever you did, that was according to your mind, your thoughts.
你们怎么想，你们就怎么做，你们怎么想就怎么说，你怎么想你就怎么行，所有我们的行为、行动、言语都是根据你的想法、你的思想决定的。
As you think, as your thoughts go, then you just do, you just say whatever words it might please.
所有不信的人都是照着他那个堕落的那个魂在那里行事为人的，所以做出来都是丑陋的，做出来都是一股的臭气。
All those who do not believe in God, they do things according to the mind of according to their fallen, corrupt mind. So whatever they do is full of a stinking aroma. It's ugly.
罗马书第一章怎么讲？
What does Romans chapter 1 say?
保罗说，你们从前虽然知道神，却不以当作神来荣耀他，也不感谢他，你们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了，无知的心就昏暗了，思念变成虚妄。
In Romans chapter 1, Paul once said that although these people professed that they know God, but they did not glorify them, and their mind became dark, their thoughts become futile.
所有都是你的心跟你的满里面的那个问题啊，关键都是在这个地方啊。
So every problem, everything depends on your mind. This is the very crux of the problem.
腓立比教会圣徒啊，你们所以为贪图虚浮的人啊，所以你们会结党，所以你们会骄傲，所以你们只顾自己的事，这都是魂里面的三方面的最重要的一个特征呢、啊。这个特征就是贪图虚浮的荣耀，就是自高自大、自满，就是自私的这个自私的野心，就是自高自满的那个骄傲，就是以己为中心、以我自己为中心的。这就是魂的最大的三个特征。
The greatest of the three characteristics of soul, as it's being expressed in the Philippian church, is to have empty conceit, to be selfish ambition, and self-aggrandizing, self-confident. These are the three most important things.
这都是你们堕落魂的生命的一个表现。
All these are the manifestations of this corrupt soul.
你们同不信的人在这方面没有什么两样。
So you're not different from all the non-believers.
你们的心智没有感化一心。
Because your mind is not being renewed.
你们效法这个世界，没有心意更新而变化。
And you are being conformed to the world, and your mind, the spirit of your mind is not renewed.
神的生命在你们灵里面没有扩展，没有扩大，没有占有，没有充满你们的魂。你们的魂还是自己的，照着自己的心思，照着自己的意念，照着自己的意志，照着自己的喜好，在那里行。
So the life of God in you has not been expanded, enlarged, has not totally occupied you. You are still doing whatever it pleases you according to your mind and serving yourself. Isn't this the conditions of all those who
believe in God?
And in the epistle of Romans, then God just gave them over to all those depraved mind. What is that depraved mind? Doing all the evil things, uncleanness. It's all from yourself, from your mind, according to whatever that flies into your heart.
所以弟兄姊妹, 在这里, 保罗命令他们, 劝命他们, 要以基督的心为心。
Therefore, Paul exhorted them here and admonished them here, let you have the mind which is also in Christ. And this mind of Christ is the mind of gentleness, meekness, and obedience.
为什么以弗所第四章, 他说你们行事为人要与蒙召的恩相称,凡事称作温柔谦卑忍耐的心。 谦卑温柔忍耐.
Why is in Ephesians chapter 4, Paul also says that you should walk with a walk worthy of your calling in meekness, in humility, and with all long suffering.
你们是不是蒙召的神的儿女?
Are you all those called by God?
你们是蒙召的儿女, 你们这个应该有一个 new thinking process.
If you are the called children of God, then you should have a new thinking process.
这个process就是基督的那一颗心。
And this process is the mind of Jesus Christ.
温柔谦卑。
Gentle, lowly.
哥罗西书第三章也是一样。
Corinthians chapter 3 says the same thing.
你们是神的选民, 圣洁蒙爱的人, 你们就当称作恩慈怜悯, 恩慈怜悯, 谦虚, 温柔,
Corinthians, Colossians chapter 3, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, meekness, humility, and long-suffering.
不信的人, 他们, 我还记得哥林多后书第三章那里一句话, 他们不信的人比世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫以基督荣耀福音的光照他们。那个心眼就是他们的mind，就是他们的心思意念，对不对？
And also in 2 Corinthians, we also read that those non-believers whose eyes are blinded by the prince of the age, that's Satan, and that their mind, they speak of their minds, are being blinded by the age. That's just your thought, your thinking.
你们现在已经蒙召了，你们已经成为神的选民了，圣洁了，你们就应当像主耶稣一样，有他的心为心。
Since you have been called, you have become holy, then let the mind of Christ be in you also.
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为主耶稣是最后走上过他的。
Brother and sister, don't you think that at the end our Lord went up to Calvary?
好像主耶稣到最后把自己舍掉的。
It seems that at the very last step that our Lord offered himself at Golgotha.
他最后他顺服神的旨意，顺服以至于死，死在十字架上。
It seems that at the very end he obeyed the will of God, he died even on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，你错了，你想错了。
Brothers and sisters, you're mistaken. You're wrong.
主耶稣一来到世界，他就天天的背着自己的十字架，天天的否认自己，舍去自己，自死自己。
The very moment that the Lord came to the world, daily he picked up his cross, he denied himself, he put himself to death.
每一天,
every day.
主耶稣在 约翰福音十章他怎么讲? 我是好牧人, 好牧人为羊舍命, every day.
In John, we read that I am the good shepherd died for the sheep.
好牧人为羊舍命, 这个舍命是不是他在十字架上把他的命舍掉了呢?
He gave his life to his flock. Is this the time when he died on the cross? He gave his life up?
不错，他在最后上了十字架，他为我们身体不开，为我们流了血，赦免我们的罪，给我们救恩。
Indeed, on the cross, he bled, his body was broken, and he brought forth the salvation.
但是这里说为羊舍命，这个命就是把他的魂舍掉了。
But here in John, he's saying that he gave up his soul for his flock.
希腊的原文就是把他的那个魂舍掉了。
He gave up his soul for his flock.
这个魂舍掉不是哥哥他上的，是他到地上来，他就把他的魂舍掉了。
This is not done at Golgotha. This is done at the time when he came to the world.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们的主耶稣他有人的生命。
Beloved, our Lord Jesus has human's life.
他一来到地上，他就否认自己了。
The moment he came to the world, he denied himself.
他一来到地上，他就自私他自己那一个。成为人生命的那一部分。
The moment he came to the world, he denied himself, put to death that very part of human life.
他的生命，他的那个人的生命，同我们当然是不一样的。
His human life, of course, is different from ours.
是的，他有人的生命，但是他人的生命同我们人的生命又有很大的不一样。
Yes, he did have the human life, but that is so distinctly different.
我们人的生命，我们是有罪性的，我们有罪行的。
We have the wife we possess is a sinful life with all the sinful deeds.
我们有我们的肉体犯罪的肉体，我们有肢体犯罪的律在我们肢体的里面。
And there is this law of sin indwelling us in our members.
我们不信的时候，我们是死在过犯罪恶中的人。
When we did not believe in the Lord, we were those who were dead in sins and transgressions.
当然，主耶稣那个舍命不是说舍掉这个，他不需要舍掉，他没有罪的，他是完全圣洁的，他是神的儿子。他没有犯过罪，他也不知道什么叫罪。
Jesus Christ, being holy, knowing no sin, he has never committed anything. He did not give up this part of his life.
所以希伯来书第七章在那里说，他是与我们合一的。为什么他大祭司与我们合一的？因为他是圣洁的，他是没有玷污的，他是没有邪恶的，他是远离罪人的，他是高过诸天的大祭司。
Therefore, in Hebrews chapter 10, we read that the high priest we have is fitting because he is high above, has no sins, he's never been defiled.
他不像那些大祭司，天天要为着自己的罪和百姓的罪来献祭的。
He's not like those high priests who had to offer sacrifices for his sins, for his people's sins daily.
主耶稣一次把自己献上，就完全了这个救恩。
So the Lord Jesus once offered himself up, and he.
律法是列软弱的人为祭司。
Now the law set up all the weakly ones to be.
但是律法以后启示的话是立他的儿子为大祭司，为了要成全直到永远。
And the law, the word by oath after the law is to set up the Son of God as a high priest, who will be perfected forever.
所以这位大祭司与我们是合一的，他因为他一点没有罪的，他一次献上就完全了。
This high priest is fitting for us because he does not have sin, and once he offers himself, he accomplishes it all.
他是神的儿子，与神完全同等的。
He is God's son. He's equal with God.
他是至圣的、至高的、至大的。
He's the most high, most holy. He's the most great.
那么他放下自己，否认自己。自私自己，哪一个人的生命是指着哪一方面来讲的呢？
But what are we talking about when he humbled himself, denied himself, put to death his life?
他的魂。
It all speaks of his soul.
他有他的心思，他有他的意念，他有他的意志，他有他的情感。
Our Lord did have his thought, his mind, his will, his emotions.
不是犯罪的那些心思意念。
None of those were sinful.
因为他可以有自己的自由选择。
Because he did have the free will.
他可以自己有他的喜爱，有自己的恨恶。
He had his own likings and his own hatred.
他可以自己思想那些他所喜欢有思想的那些意念。
He could think all of the thoughts that desire that please him.
但是他都放弃了。
However, he let go all of them.
他不坚持自己的想法、自己的看法、自己的道路、自己的喜好，他完全拣选父神的旨意。
He did not insist on his thoughts, his thinking, his likes, but only chose the Father's will.
这叫gentle, 这叫温柔。
This is called gentleness and meekness.
这个meekness, 这个温柔不是说他是一个软弱的人, 非常软弱的人, 非常胆小的人, 非常怕事的人。 很多人把这个软弱变成解释这个温柔解释为这方面。
Being gentle doesn't mean you are weak, you're timid, and you're afraid of tackling problems. People seem to think meekness like this.
不是的,
no.
就是不强夺, 不坚持自己的权利地位。
It simply means that you do not insist on your position, your power,
不坚持自己的利益的事,
and nor on your gains or your laws, your own interests.
他可以完全放弃。
And completely he gave.
只要来完成神的旨意，要他死他就死，要他活就活。
Simply to do the will of God. If God wants him to die, so be it. If God wants him to live, so be it.
这是一个最刚强的人。
And this is the most strong.
柔软的人是一个最刚强的人。
Actually, being gentle is the strongest person.
他的软弱，这个惹和不是没有原则的。
His gentleness is not without principles.
不是一个好好先生, 你好我好, 大家好,
it's not a Mr. Yes and Yes, saying yes to everyone.
啊, 你讲什么我就同意。
I will agree to whatever you said.
弟兄姊妹, 这叫软弱, 这叫软弱。
Brother and sister, this is called weakness.
真正的柔和不是这个意思。
But the true meekness is not like this.
哎呀, 我们看见主耶稣因着神的旨意要他上十字架他就上。
And here we see Jesus because this is the will of God to have him crucified on the cross, and there he went.
他在克西玛园三次的祷告，父啊，求你把这个苦杯拿去，但是不要照着我的意思，照着你的意思。
He prayed three times in the Gethsemane garden, saying, "The Lord, not by will, but by your will."
他放弃自己的will。
He simply gave up all his will.
再苦，他要遵守神的旨意。
No matter how difficult it might be, he will do God's
will. 再大的声势，他要遵循神的旨意。
With the greatest loss it could ever come to him,
就是死也要遵守神的旨意。
Obey him, even to the point of death.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个温柔的，一个谦卑的人。
Brothers and sisters, this is a lowly, a gentle person.
哎呀，他在旷野受试探。
Well, our Lord was tempted in the wilderness.
试探地对他说，你是神的儿子，你可以叫石头变成饼。
The tempter came and saying, "Seeing you are the Son of God, turn the stone to bread."
我们的主耶稣他是人子，他神子，他完全有能力、有自由、有权利，能够叫这块石头变成饼，来使他满足，叫他饥饿的肚子能够吃饱。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, being the Son of God, has the total power, ability, and the freedom to turn the stone into bread to satisfy his hunger.
这时候他饿了40天没有吃了。
It's been after 40 days. Our Lord was hungry. He didn't eat anything.
他没有叫石头变成饼。
But he did not turn the stone into bread.
他的神，他的父没有叫他变，他就不变。
Because his Father, his God, did not tell him to.
就是饿死，他也不叫石头变成饼。Even
he died of hunger, he would not turn the stone to bread.
这叫谦卑，这叫温柔。Brother
and sister, this is called meekness, humility.
你叫他从殿顶上跳下来，他没有。
And Satan told him to jump from the highest point.
他完全可以，他知道跳下来，他一定不会死的。
He knew that if he did jump down, he would never die.
他可以得到荣耀。
He could be glorified.
但是他知道这是虚浮的荣耀，他放弃。
However, he knew this is called empty conceit.
神，他的父神没有叫他跳下来，他不跳。
Because Father God did not tell him to jump down, so he did
not. 哎呀，魔鬼说，你向我一拜，我就把万国万国的荣华都给你。
And then devil said, "Bow down to me. I will give you all the glory of all the kingdoms in the world."
主耶稣也有这个自由，也可以。
And Lord Jesus had this freedom, and he was capable.
他可以不要走十字架的道路，能够得到万国的荣华。
He didn't have to go through the way of the cross. He could receive all the glory of the all the kingdoms in the world.
但是这不是他父神要他走的路。
However, this is not the way the Father God.
父神要走他的路就是十字架的路。
The way that the Father wanted him to walk in is
降卑然后升高。
Humble yourself first and then be exalted.
他知道有一天万国都要成为他的产业，地界都要成为他的田产。
He knew that one day all the nations will become his inheritance. All the countries will become his possessions.
他知道有一天万国都要成为他的国。
All the kingdoms will become his kingdom.
他要做王直到永永远。
He will reign forever and forever.
这是父神定规的路。
And this is the way destined by God the Father.
他不走这条最容易的路。
So he will not take the easiest way.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you see it here?
所以他天天地否认自己，他自私那人方面的那一个生命。
Therefore, our Lord daily denied himself to put to death the part that's of human nature.
他每一天所思想的是父神的事。
Every day he think of is the business of Father.
你记得他在十二岁的时候的爸爸妈妈带他到圣殿去行这个把洗这个叫什么成人的礼啊，把弥撒。
You know, you remember that when our Lord was 12 years old, he went with his parents to the temple to perform the rite of Bar Mitzvah.
结果他到了殿里面，坐在那里又听又讲又问的，他都忘掉了他的父母，父母也忘掉了他，结果后来才发现他不见了。
So he sat in the temple, he was listening, he was asking questions, he forgot about his parents, so did his parents. So they didn't realize.
等到爸爸妈妈发现了，他们信了三天，好容易在圣殿里面把他找到了。
They didn't realize that Jesus was in the temple. This is after 3 days, and finally they found Jesus at the temple.
他们就问他的，对他儿子说，哎呀，你怎么搞的？你怎么是这个行这样的事来对待我们？
So the parents said to Jesus, why have you done this to us?
你看呐，你的父亲和我这个伤心的人来找你了。See
your father and I came to look for you anxiously.
嗯，他怎么讲
？How did our Lord reply?
他回答爸爸妈妈说：“我岂不应当以我的父的事为念吗？”他每一天所思想的，每一天的意念意识，都是在思想父的事。
Jesus answered, shouldn't I mind the business of my father? What our Lord Jesus thought of every day was the business of his father.
他的食物就是遵循了差他来的旨意，完成他要他父要他做的工。So
his food, Jesus' food is to accomplish, to do the will of God who sent him and to accomplish it.
弟兄姊妹，这是基督的心。
Brother and sister, this is the mind of Jesus.
菲律宾的教会若多有基督这样的心，教会就一点问题都没有。
If the Philippine church had this mind of Christ, then they would not have had any problems.
我们若是多有基督的心，教会就建造起来。
And likewise, if we all have the mind of Jesus, the church will be built up.
就是因为今天哦。 太少的人有这样的心了。
And it is because so few that have the mind of Christ today.
教会怎么建造？
So how could the church be built up?
所以到处教会都是充满着纷争，充满着结党，充满着嫉妒，充满着不和睦、不和谐。
Therefore, wherever you go, all the churches are filled with strife, division, jealousy, disunity.
把我们自己的意见。 放在中间，同其他人的意见不能合一。
We just put our own opinions forward that are contrary to others.
我们就看见问题来，难处就来了。
And we see all the problems, difficulties arise.
我想菲律宾教会就是这些难处都是从这里产生的。
And I believe all the problems at the Philippine church came from this.
若有人跟从我，
If anyone desires to follow me,
就当天天背起十字架来跟随我。
Let him deny himself daily, take up the cross, and follow me.
爱惜自己魂生命的，要失丧生命。
He who desires to save the soulish life will lose it.
为着我恨恶自己魂生命的，就要得着生命。
But for my sake, he who hates his soul will receive his life.
我想，这是我们最后要达到的那个荣耀。
And I believe this is the ultimate glory we all want to attend to.
但是这是有一个过程的。
However, this demands a process.
虽然我们一得救，我们第一步就是应该谦卑，但是这个谦卑要渐渐的、渐渐的加大、加深。Although
for us to be saved, the very first step is to humble ourselves, but this humility needs to be deeper and be larger all the way.
圣奥古斯丁有一句话，他说：“主啊，求你救我自己那一个敌人。”
St. Augustine has this saying that the Lord save me my enemy, and that is myself.
我的仇敌最大的也是你的仇敌, 就是我的自己。
The greatest enemy that I have, that's also your enemy, is myself.
我们这鲁德马丁也有这句话。
And Martin Luther also says so.
他说我不只是不单单是怕那一个坐在 梵蒂冈的那个教皇，我更怕是我自己里面那个教皇。
Not only am I afraid of the Pope who sits in a Vatican, but also I'm even more afraid of the Pope that is myself within me.
他认识他自己里面那个骄傲。
So he knows the inner pride he has.
是最难对付的。
That's the most difficult thing to be dealt with.
这个我们的盖恩夫人也讲过这句话，她说我们外面最难对付的是脾气，里面最难对付的是我们那看不见的那个骄傲、自满。And
Madame Gain also said this, the greatest problem we need to tackle outwardly is the pride, but inwardly is ourself, our soul.
我们怎么来对付?
How do we deal with it?
十字架。
Through the cross.
十字架是唯一的路。
Through the cross, that's the only way.
我们不能没有办法，没有其他的路来绕道，绕道来走的。
There is no other roundabout way to get by it.
你要绕其他的道要走，你永远达不到那个救恩最终的目的，能够得到基督那个荣耀。
If you want to take any other roundabout way, then you will never get to the final goal of your salvation, that is the glory of Jesus Christ.
保罗说：“我只不自闭的，只知道基督并他钉十字架。”
The Apostle said that I know nothing else but Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
好，我想我们以后再交通。And
I think we will stop here. That Lord willing, we'll fellowship more on this in other occasions.
我们低头祷告。Please
bow your head. Let's pray.
主啊，你命令我们说，若有人跟随你，我们就当天天的背着十字架，我们来跟随你。
Lord, you say, if anyone desire to follow me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
主啊，我们就一个祷告。
Therefore, Lord, we just have this one prayer and one supplication.
我们正愿意我们有基督的心为我们的心。
That we do want to have the mind of Christ as our mind.
正是愿意让基督在我们生命里能够作王。
So that the Lord Jesus Christ can reign as King in our life.
不但在我们的灵里, 更是在我们的魂的里面,
Not only reigning in our spirit, but also in our soul, in our whole being.
就让你的心思成为我们的心思, 你的意念成为我们的意念, 你的意志成为我们的意志, 你的情感也成为我们的情感。
Lord, let your mind be our mind, that your thought be our thoughts, that your will be our wills, and that your emotions become ours.
主求你帮助我们。
Oh Lord, help us all.
恩待我们。
Be gracious to us.
主让我们能够得着这个荣耀。
So that we could attend to this glory.
我们敬拜你, 我们赞美你。
We worship you, we praise you.
你在我们身上有何等大的期望。
Oh, what a great aspiration you have toward us.
我们虽然没有看见过你, 但是我们爱你。
Though we haven't seen you, but we love you.
虽然我们不得看见，但因信我们有说不出的满有荣光的大喜乐。Although
we haven't seen you yet, but by believing, we are filled with this joy, full of glory, inexpressible.
因为我们知道我们会得到这个魂的救恩。Because
we do know that we will receive the salvation of the soul.
主啊，一点点的时候要来的就来。Oh
Lord, in yet just a little while, that he who will come will come.
一人必因信得生。
And the just shall live by faith.
我们若退后，你的心就不喜欢我们。
If we draw back, your soul has no pleasure.
我们不是退后的承认的那种人，我们是因信以至于魂能够得救的。
And we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but we are of those who believe to the salvation of the soul.
主啊，这是你给我们极大有宝贝的应许。
Oh Lord, this is the exceedingly great and precious promise you have given us.
让我们能够与神的性情有份。
So that we could become partakers of your divine nature.
让基督能够成为我们的心。
So that the mind of Christ will become our mind.
主，我们敬拜你。
Lord, we worship you.
主，求你继续的建造我们，栽种我们。
Oh, may you continue to build us up, to plant us.
让你在我们里面一天天的增长，我们减少。
So daily you will increase, and daily we will decrease.
你在我们身上越来越丰盛，我们越来越衰微。
And daily you become more abundant in us, and daily we become vanishing away.
主，让我们活着就是基督。
So that to live is Christ.
让基督在我们身上照常的显大。
So that no matter what, the Lord will be magnified in us.
荣耀都归给你。
To you be all the glory.
原来荣耀全能都是你的。
Because all the power, all the glory is yours.
我们将祷告祈求是耶稣基督的名。
We pray and ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.